Okay, today's daf is Pesachim, daf Kufches, and today we would discuss the topic of Af Hein Hayu Ba'oso Hanes, as we've discussed in past, but today let's discuss it per se. The Gemara tells us on the bottom line of Kufches Amid Aleph, Amr Bishua Ben Levi, Nashim Chayavos Ba'arba Kosos Halalu, women are Chayiv and Dalad Kosos on the night of the Seder, Sha'af Hein Hayu Ba'oso Hanes, because they were also in the Nes, they were also in the Nes of Yitzias Nisrayim, and therefore they are also obligated. Though it's a mitzvah zaseh shazman grama, still they are obligated. This is what the Gemara says in two other places as well. Shabbos Chaf Gimel, the Gemara says this by Neiris Hanukkah, and Megillah Dav Dalad, the Gemara says this by Mikra Megillah. Those are the three mitzvahs of Af Hein Hayu Ba'oso Hanes. What exactly does that principle mean, that they were also included in the miracles? That is a machlokas, Rashi and the Rashbam and Tosfos. Rashi and the Rashbam here both say that Af Hein Hayu Ba'oso Hanes means they were the ones that brought the nes. They were the protagonists of the story. Rashi says on top, Af Hein Hayu Ba'oso Hanes Kidda Amrina, like the Gemara says, In Sota Daf Yud Aleph, Bishar Nashim Sidkanios, Sheba'oso Hador Nigalu, in the schus of the righteous women of the Dor, they were Nigal. Remember that story in Sota Yud Aleph, that the men didn't want to have any children, and the women beautified themselves, and they got their husbands to come out to the fields to them, Tachas HaTapuach HaRatich, and they had children there, they were with their husbands there, and they looked in the mirror together, and they with their husbands, and they had children, and the children were swallowed up by the ground, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of them, and the Malachim, until they got older, and the ground sprouted them back out, and they came back. But that was the Zchus Nashim Tzidkanios, V'chein Gavi Mikra Megillah Nami Amrinan Hachi, Dimishum Da'al Yidei Esther Nigalu. Al Yidei Esther, through Esther, the Geula occurred. V'chein gabi ner Chanukah b'Masechah Shabbos. Also ner Chanukah b'Masechah Shabbos. Rashi does not quote the story. The Gemara does not quote the story, but he just says the principle applies there too. And that we, according to the Mefarshim, is the story of Yehudis. Right? Rashbam also. Darmina b'sota b'schar nashim tzidkaniyos. V'chein gabi mikir megillah. Mishum Esther, v'chein gabi Chanukah b'Masechah Shabbos. Lashon Moreinu Halevi. The Rashbam quotes. So that is Rashi and the Rashbam. Why would they say this idea that Af Hein Hayu means they were the ones that brought the Nes? So maybe they wanted to limit it to certain Nisim. There were so many Nisim. And why don't you say Af Hein Hayu by other mitzvahs as well, which are Zecher to other Nisim? So maybe the Dafka wanted to say this because they wanted to limit it. The problem is, as Tosfos points out, the Lashon of Af. Lashon of Af does not sound like they were the main. They were the main, says the first Tosfos on top. The Lav Haitaima, without Af Hein Hayu lo hayu chayavos, mishum de nashim peturos mi mitzvah seishas van grama. Right, nashim peturos from mitzvah seishas van grama. That's why without this reason, women would have been peturos. Avagav de arba kosos derabanan. Okay, there is a deacon, even though it's derabanan, still the principle of Zman Grama and the Petur of Zman Grama applies by Mrs. Daraisa and applies by Mrs. Darabanan. But then tells us quotes, Hayu Ba'oso Hanes, Pirish Rashbam, Sha'al Yadam Nigalu. Through their actions, they were Nigal. V'chein b'megillah adei Esther, v'chein b'chanaka al yidei Yehudis. Right, so Tosfos quotes Yehudis. V'kasha, Tosfos asks, Da'af mashma she'enan ikar. Af is mashma, that they are also included, not that they are the protagonists. They're also in the nes. Not like the men are the ikar, but they're also included in the nes. So how do you understand that? How do you read that? So if you look in the Kapos Tamarim, in Sukkah Daf Lamechas, Kapos Tamarim is the Rav Ibn Chabib, who wrote, we know, on Yom Tshuva, the last parak in Rosh Hashanah, and he wrote on, it's all one sefer printed together, and he wrote the Tosefos Yom Kippurim on the last parak of Yuma, and the Kapos Tamarim on Lulav HaGuzzel, and those prakim. So there on Daf Lamed Ches, he quotes, maybe Af is going on something else. Not also women, but also that reason. We hope we'll see the other reason the Tosefos quotes Be'ez Hashem soon, but maybe Rashi and Rambam are saying, Af, they also, the women were also, for this reason, are included in the Nes. The Af Hein Lepirish Rashbam Nirali, the Avagav, the Omer Chazal, the Bischus Nashim Sidkani Yossi Yossi Yisomi Mitzrayim, Kedisa Perakama de Sota, and he quotes the Gemara, Mikal Makom, Lav Dafka Bischus Nashim Kesheris Bilchudayu. It's not only, it's also the women brought the Nes. Dari Omer Bischus Ha'avos Yatsu. Kidachsiv medaleg al harim v'chein amrinim bischus Moshe v'Aaron yasu kidachsiv elah shnei bnei hayitzar v'al karchav tzarech lomar dischus hatzadikim v'gam schus nashim sidkaniyosh shenitz tarefi mahem kulu havi grama lahotzi asirim V'yemkein lishna da af hein asi shapir. Gam l'pirish Rashbam, d'schus ha'nashim utafel l'schus ha'tzadikim. V'al derech zer yish l'farish gam b'megillah. That's what it means here. Af hein hayu, they were also protagonists in the neis, and therefore they are included in the in the mitzvah. Okay, so that's how you might read the Gemara, the Af, according to that pshat. But Tosfos in Megillah, and Tosfos here, quotes the other pshat as well, based on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi's Girsa is not only the same, but a different pshat, but even a different Girsa. The Yerushalmi Garas Shafin Hoyaboso Suffolk. They were also in the same suffix, mashma ba'usa sakana, de la hashmid laharog ula abed. Right? They were nechlal in the gzera of danger. Right? They were also included in the danger. The Maram Chalava here says, b'neis hagalus o b'sharadfan paro al hayam. Right? They were in danger. Right? And that's what afinoy means. That's the pashapshad of af. They were also included in the neis because they were also in the danger. The Briska Rav in Erechin, on Dav Gimel, has a chakira, how to understand afein oiboso anes. Right, this is something that we have in other contexts as well. Right, one, we have a chiyuv mitzvah, and then we have a p'tur based on something, like here, we have a p'tur based on zman grama, and then there's a chiyuv to include them. The question is, how do we understand conceptually that chiyuv to include them? Is that a new chiyuv? Meaning there's three steps. There's the chiyuv mitzvah for men, then there's the p'tur for women, and there's new chiyuv for women. Is that how we understand it? Or do we say that there is a chiyuv for men, then there is a p'tur, and then the chiyuv removes, afinoy removes the p'tur, and memela women are included in the chiyuv of men. And it's the same exact chiyuv. Right? We have that also by the sugi, if you remember, in the Tosfos and Beitza in the first parak, ahadri li sura kama. Something is asur, this is by Aveira, something is asur, and then there's a limit on the isur, and then the limit is removed. So the question is, do we say that there is a new Isser once the Isser goes back into effect? Or do we say that, no, the Heter is removed, and therefore the Isser kicks in, right? Ahadre Lui Sirakama, by Psuli HaMikdashim, the Isser of Giza Va'avoda, by somebody that gets a mum in the Beis HaMikdash, so even after it's redeemed, I'm not allowed to shear it, I'm not allowed to work it. So do you get Malkus for that? Isser Gizav Avoda, is that Nechlal and the Isser Avoda of every Karban? Or is it a new Isser? It was redeemed, it's totally Mutter, and now it's a new Isser. So the Briska Rav asked the same thing here by Mitzvahs. Right? How many steps are there? Yesh lehistapek. Im apirish. Demitam ze lekabu p'tura de mitzvah seishas van grama. Is that what the Chiv is saying? That there's no p'tura van grama here. The din said the mitzvah saseish as van grama shayach af a mitzvah drabanan, as Tosfos said, umemela nechlalu b'chiyuva dekriyas ha-megillah, hanomar ba'anashim, odu chiyuv miyuchad, l'nashim mitam dead, afinoy boso anes. That's his chakira, right? What do we say about the understanding of this chiyuv? So, and the nafgamin is it the same chiyuv as a man? Is the same chiyuv as a man or not? That's the chakir. Did it remove the p'tur or did it make a new chiyuv? Right, and that's the lechora. That is the machlokes between the Bahag and other Rishonim. Right, that's what he continues and mentions. Right, by the Tosfos in Megillah Daf Dalid, Nashim Chayavos Mikra Megillah. Tosfos says Mikan Mashvash Nashim Motzios Asachem Midei Chavasa. It sounds like women are obligated in reading the Megillah and they can even be motzi others. Midlo Kamar Lishmoa Mikra Megillah. But he says, problem, because if you look in the Tosefta, it says that Tumtum, Androgynous, so it sounds like it's not so pashut. And then he quotes, V'chein pasku, halachos gadolos, de'icha motzia mina, avolo anashim. Women can be motzi, a woman can be motzi a woman, but a woman cannot be motzi a man, because it's a different chiyuv. Right, the chiyuv of Shmias HaMegillah and not chiyuv of Kriyas HaMegillah. So that's the Nafka Mina. According to the Bahag, it's a new chiyuv, and therefore women would be obligated separately. But according to the Baalei HaTosfos, maybe the mitzvah is Mikra, and therefore it could be exactly the same chiyuv as men. One Nafka Mina. The Beis Yosef also, I'm sorry, the Griz also quotes another Nafka Mina, and that is Avadim. Avadim. If you look at Avadim Kananim, are they included in Mikra Megillah, or these mitzvahs, v'nafkamina b'avadim kananim, de'im nashim nechalu b'chiyuv at kriyas ha-megillah, hanomar la'nashim, if you say that the afinoy means you remove the p'tur, im kein gam avadim emelech hayavim, t'lekabu t'ur desban grama, If this is saying that there's no Peturah Zman Groma by this mitzvah, then Memela, Avadim Kananim are always Mechuyiv like women, and therefore, just like women are included because there's no Peturah Zman Groma in this context, so too by Avadim. Aval Ga im Be'emes Gam Ata, Ikubu Peturah Demizah Zman Groma. But if you say really there is the Peturah Zman Groma, but there's a separate Chiyuv of Afeinayu, so then there is the Peturah on Avadim, and Avadim are included in that. Imkin, how are you din Chiyuv Meyuchalan? Aval Avadim Hadru Ladina, Mu Peturah Mitam, Mitzvah Say, Shazman Groma. That will be enough Gemina. There are other sources. If you look in the Beis Yosef discusses this in Sfir Saomer, in Tafresh Peites. He discusses, Hilchos Megillah, we'll get to Omer maybe another time, says the tour. HaKol Chayim Mekriyas Megillah, Kohanim Leviim Yisrael Avadim. So we have in brackets, Mishuchrarim. Mishuchrarim, that's the Girsa of the Rambam, but we don't have that in our Girsa. So the Beis Yosef says, it must be about Bavadim Mishuchrarim. Bavadim Mishuchrarim Ayri, Ukit Tekasvu HaRambam. Vasmag, Di'ilu Avadim Shemolu V'tovu L'Shem Gei, Ava Avdus. Right, if it's about avadim that are l'shem, the avadim kananim midin nashim shehizkir acharkach hu nilmad, then you should just learn it out from the fact that it says afterwards v'nashim nami chayves bekriyasa. So if women are obligated, so why do you have to mention avadim separately? And must be avadim mishacharim to call mitzvah shaisha chayves by v'nami chayebohen v'yavo bishein chiyev aisha b'mitzvasa el mitam shafein oibozo anes hamehu taima ikel chiyuvei avadim. Right, for the same reason, say avadim or chayev. Shigam heim hayu b'safik sakana kiven demulim hayu. They were also in the safik sakana. They were also mulim, and therefore maybe they were also in danger. So says the Beis Yosef. Maybe it's tali on Rashi and the Rashbam versus Tosfos. Another nafkamina. Right, if you say that they have the same chayev and the patur was just removed, so then maybe that's Tosfos. Maybe that's Tosfos that the they were in the same sakana. Umiyu kedidus the Beis Yosef l'divrei mafarshim dafin oyboso anes hayno lomar shali deisha nasa anes, the women were the protagonists. So efshar dein lomo minashim lavadim. So then maybe you cannot learn from nashim davadim. V'kivad avi mitzvah zeizman grama avon the peturim. So says the Beis Yosef here in Tafresh Peites and Hilchos Megillah. Maybe the two reasons that's a nafkamina for Avadim as well. Others are not so convinced. The Sfasemes in Megillah Davdala says, no, even Tosas might agree to Avadim and Peturim. It wasn't their ancestors. So why should they be chayiv in Megillah? So no matter what the reason is, you might say that they wouldn't be obligated. Lafini is that the Einze Muchrach. The after Rashi v'Tosas, Yishlom and Avadim Peturim. Avagav the Avadim Shahaya Oz L'B'nei Yisrael Hayu Bechal Shibud. Yeah, maybe the Avadim of then were in the Shibud. But what does that have to do with the Avadim of now? They're not descendants. Mikamakam Avadim de Ha'idna, Sha'avoseim Hayu Nachrim, Manes Hayalazeha Eved. Mashenki Nashim, Shabo Mizera Yisrael. And therefore, it might not be so simple to say that it's totally on that Nafkamina. What about other mitzvahs? The Rishonim here discuss other mitzvahs. Would you apply Afenai Boso Anes? What about Sukkah? Why women are Peturas from Sukkah, we know Lamaisa. So wouldn't we say Afeinayu Boso Anes? So Tosfos asked that here. Tosfos says Yadar Mina Peturas Mi Sukkah Afaga Afeinayu Boso Anes Ki Besukkah So Shafti. Tosfos says Hasam Base Da Raisa Aval Barba Kosos Rabbanon Tiknu Gam Lanashim Kivan Shoye Boso Anes. Tosfos says Afeinayu only applies by Mitzvahs Da Rabbanon. By Mitzvahs Da Raisa, it would not. The principle would not be strong enough to apply. What's the svara for this? What's the svara that Afeinayu would only be limited to mitzvahs d'rabbanan not d'oraisa? So the Maharal, if you look in the Gvuras Hashem, in Perek Mem Ches, he has three beautiful biurim of this day of Tosfos. Number one, he says here, by mitzvahs d'oraisa, the din comes first, and the reason comes second. Right? The reason that we have a mitzvah is because Hashem said it's a mitzvah. We could come to the Tamei HaMitzvahs and that we could appreciate it more and we could have a greater hislavos when we do the mitzvah because of the Tam. But really, the mitzvah is the mitzvah. The din is the din and the Tam comes afterwards. By Mitzvahs D'Rabbanan, the reason is what creates the din. The Rabbanan don't create haphazard mitzvos totally arbitrary. There's always a reason why they would create a mitzvah D'Rabbanan. It's the basis for the din. So here too, Afein Hayu is a reason and therefore that could create a mitzvah D'Rabbanan. but it can't create a mitzvah d'araisa. If there's a patur d'araisa of zman grama, then it's not going to be able to create it. That's one idea of the Maharal. Maharal also has a second idea that really every drabanan has a losasser as well. So every drabanan is really a d'araisa. It's really a d'araisa of a losase. Masha'enki, when it comes to a pure mitzvah d'araisa, then we wouldn't say that. Read you his lashon. Says the Maharal, Shekol mitzvah d'rabanan chayev l'kayimah mishum losasur, v'kasher mekayim mitzvahs arba kosos mekayim mitzvahs losasur. When you do the rabanan, you mean mekayim losasur, v'losasur eino mitzvah saseh, elo losaseh, v'nashem chayavos v'losaseh gam k'shazman grama. Maybe it only applies to the rabbanans, because the rabbanans also have the losaseh of losasur connected to them, and women are obligated in all losaseis. Losaseis d'araisa, losaseis d'rabanan. By a pure mitzvah d'araisa, so there is no specific losasur. It's not a losaseh if it listens to Hashem. But that's only an asay, and therefore you'd have the patur of zman grama. Fascinating, again, that's related to the Rambam and Hilchos Mamrim and the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos, that every d'rabanan is really a d'araisa, and you have the kasha of the mefarshim, so what about safek? But that is all number two. And number three, says the Maharal. Maharal is another daya, just to mention. We don't have to go into it. Okay, you know, we'll leave it for now. We'll leave it for now. The Durabanas. Okay. Note that the Tosfos and Megillah assumes that it could apply to the Daraisas too, right? Tosfos and Megillah. When Tosfos asks about matzah, Tosfos says, "What about matzah? What do you mean? Women are obligated to matzah? No. Why do we need a limud that women are obligated to matzah? Because the gzeirah shava of the limud of chametz. Why do you say they're obligated? Because of afin hayu." That's also says kasha. V'gabi matzah yesh maksha. Lomali hekesha dekol tsheyeshno b'batol chal chametz. Yeshno b'kum achol matzah. Tepekle demitam shavein oyebosu anes. So Tosfos could have answered, well, it doesn't apply to mitzvahs d'araisa. Tosfos doesn't answer that. Tosfos says, v'yesh lomar demishim hay taima lo machayva ela midrabanan. No, afein hoyu would have only obligated you on the drabanan level. Meaning it applies to mitzvahs d'araisa also. But it would have only obligated on the Darabana level. That's why we have the drasha of Chametz and Matzah to say it's obligated even on the Daraisa level. But it's clear that according to Tosfos, it applies even to Mitzvahs Daraisa. V'rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yerushalayim Tirit, another Dea in Tosfos there. D'salka Daitach L'miftere M'gzeira Shava, the Tesvav Tesvav, the Chag HaSukkos. I might have patterned them from the Gzeira Shava of Tesvav Tesvav, the Chag HaSukkos. That's why you need a super limud to mechayev them. That's the drasha of chametz and matzah. But it's clear from that Tosfos in both days that the principle of afein hoyu would apply even to mitzvos d'oraisa. So again, it's not what Tosfos says here is not so clear. The Maharami Rutenberg in a tshuva and others suggest that maybe the principle of afein hoyu only applies to certain types of nisim. Doesn't apply to every nace, but Maharam Nirenberg says, "Mikol makom moshayach time adafin oyu ela hechad a mitzvah ba al nace sheira liYisrael shahayu b'sakana v'nimlatu dumya de megillah ubedalav kosos b'ner Chanukah." There was an imminent danger which they were saved from. That's where afin oyu would apply. But if it's just a nace that occurred, like the Anani Akavid, that's not good enough. That's how we answer the question of sukkah. The Aruch Laner says, "I agree with you." The Aruch Laner in sukkah daf chavches, "I agree with you that it only applies with his imminent danger." But Anani Akava were in imminent danger. What, if the second Hashem would not have the Anani Akava there for protection, there would be snakes and scorpions and very dangerous things? The Chenera, says the Aruch Laner, Shari ha'ananim hayu mesachachim le'emi nachash saraf ha'akrav, ve'en lecha sakana gdola mizeh, ve'midbar ha'gadol ve'hanora. So, I agree with the Maharam's Yisod, but I think it would apply to Sukkah, and therefore I don't think that's an answer. Ramosha Salvechik has another shot. Maybe, again, why not Sukkah? Why not matzah? Because maybe it only applies, often it only applies by mitzvahs that are inherently persume nisa mitzvahs. Not just to remember the nes, but the mitzvah itself, its essence is to be mefarsing the nes. And that's only by three. Dalat Kosos, Chanukah, and Megillah. How do you know? Special bracha. Two of them have a sha'asa nisim. Dalat Kosos has a asher ga'alanu. That reflects that it's a special mitzvah of persume nisa, and therefore that's why afin hayu applies. Another nafkamina could be, the Avnei Ezer writes in Simintov Kuf Aleph, what about Shoal Umocher Ksuso? right? Usually there is a limit. There's a maximum how much one has to spend on a mitzvah, right? That's the Ramah. In some Tafresh Nunvav, mitzvahs aseh have a limit. But the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Chanukah says you have to sell your shirt off your back for an Eiros Chanukah. How does he know that? The Magen Mishnah says, oh, he knows it from Dalet Kosos. So you have to give to the Ani. So why? Because mitzvahs of Bersumi Nisa are result oriented. You can't say, okay, you did it. If you didn't do the nace, you didn't mafars in the nace, you didn't do it. So that's why you have to sell the shirt off your back. So that's an afkamina. Again, which would only apply to these specific mitzvahs. Maybe one other point, and that is, what about Tzibri Tzias Mitzrayim? The Birkei Yosef quotes from a sefer, the Beis David, that because Tosfos says that Afenoyu only applies to Mitzvah Rabban, not Mitzvah Daraisa, so women must be Peturas from Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim, because it's a Mitzvah Daraisa. And the Birkei Yosef says, but not every one of the Baalei Tosfos agree with that principle. Tosfos and Megillah said it applies even to Mitzvah Daraisa. So why would you limit it? So he argues, and that's what the Chinuch says, the Sefer Chinuch says, the Mitzvah Chafal of Afeiris, the women are obligated. The Menachas Chinuch is Metameh. What about Afein Hoyu? But again, we saw that there are many different dais in the Rishonim, and there women could very well be included in Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim. Tosfos and Sukkah Daflam and Ches says they're Chayobos, because after all, the Dalet Kosos were Mesukan to say Hallel, and therefore they're Chayob and Dalet Kosos, so they're connected to the Mitzvos, so that also relates. Okay, we'll stop here.